Well, I think as a signal caller, being a mic backer, it kind of comes with the territory. But you want everybody to kind of take ownership of their defense, meaning, you know, go out, do your job at a high level, you know, be reliable. And I think if guys do that, you know, we'll have 11 leaders on the field. That's the best world.
John, have you ever seen this much change in your career? So how do you pull this all together as one of the returning veterans and leaders?
Well, not this much, but usually there's a lot of change when you don't do well. You know, something is broken, so you got to fix it. But the change is good, meaning the guys that we brought in, you know, how active we've been in free agency has been huge. So it says that it's about winning right now, and that's the most important thing.
What was the experience like representing yourself in free agency? What did you learn, I guess, from being your own agent?
Well, I think, you know, as athletes, we get labeled that that's all we do. You know, obviously, when it comes to media, I can't, you know, hold anyone's, you know, jock strap out here. But at the same time, I think if you take the time to learn something, if you really, you know, put forth that effort, you can do it. I wasn't naive enough to think that I could just do it on my own. I got help going through the process, getting ready for the process, and it was more so a matter of just wanting to be directly involved as opposed to playing the little kid game telephone. So, you know, you learned a lot, but at the same time, I actually enjoyed the experience.
Did you feel that you had some unfinished business here and it was really important for you to come back here?
Well, no question. I think, you know, once you come into this family and you realize what it's like to be a Giant, you want to be a part of it. Obviously, they've won Super Bowls in recent years, and it's first class here. So it was a great experience last year, but I know the sky's the limit, especially with the guys we brought in.
Did you ever get close to going somewhere else? I mean, how close did it get to that? Or
there's a lot of teams that expressed interest, which was good. That's what I thought going into the process. You know, you got to go through, you know, the yellow tape, so to speak. You play the game, you know, you start the negotiations start low, and you work your way up, and you know, once you become a free agent, everything changed. So that part, I think, is the way to go about it. It's a little nerve wracking, but you just rely on the fact that you know you're a good player and you know you have value.
Was there a point though where you didn't think maybe it was going to end up being somewhere else?
I'll give you guys a little tidbit, okay? So I got a call at 3:52 p.m. from the Giants. So obviously, because I represented myself, I couldn't talk to anybody until the start of free agency. I didn't have that three-day window, which kind of put me at a disadvantage. But the fact that
it's Tuesday.
Yeah. So they called on the 14th at 3:52. So they started first, which is smart, right? But that's the game, so you have to wait.
John, I think last year you spoke about you rehabbing from your injuries. This year you're maintenance, you're not rehabbing. Can you just talk about what kind of difference you think that's going to make for you going forward?
Well, I think if you go on anything and you're not prepared for it, you know, it's a recipe for a disaster. So you're not going to be successful. A lot of times, you know, guys have injuries in the offseason, they have surgery, and people expect that they're just going to go out and be who they are as opposed to, you know, having the chance to actually go through the training where you're strong, you're fast, you're in great condition, where you can make those plays at a high level more consistently. So that's what I'm looking forward to this year. I feel good. I'm in good shape. And, you know, I'll be able to play at a much higher level than last year. I was just scratching the surface.
There was a lot of talk, you know, the owner came out and said the offense is broken. And you figured there would be a lot of change on the offense. When free agency comes and they sign one defensive player after another.
Yeah.
When you look back now and see who's playing behind you there, what do you think?
Well, I think we did some great things on the defensive side of the ball. I think we did some good things on the offensive side of the ball as well. Obviously, you just can't go out and sign anybody. You pick a guy for a reason. The draft is still, you know, on deck, I guess. And, you know, who knows what we're going to do in that. We might pick all offensive guys. Who knows? But I still feel like the pieces that we brought in were smart moves, and it was aggressive, and it still says right now on both sides of the ball.
And last year you had no problem coming in, fitting in, and being
Yeah, I think you know, it's tough, man. It's hard when you go to work. I mean, if you showed up and they said, "Hey, look, you're day to day. You know, based on what you do today determines your future tomorrow." That's how our job is, and especially when it comes to injuries. So to know that a team has invested in you, you know, they're showing, "Hey, we want you to be here." Now you have to hold up your end of the bargain. So that part is good because it's in the back of your mind. All you have to do is focus on football.
John, just going back to all the new pieces that have been brought in, chemistry is talked about a lot in the locker room. Can you just talk about, you know, what you see needs to happen for the chemistry to kind of come together?
Well, that's the most important thing. You know, you look at teams and say, oh, they brought this guy in free agency. They did this in the draft. They spent all this money. And then they go 8-8. And it's like, why didn't they win a Super Bowl? It doesn't work that way. You know, guys got to buy in. Guys got to put the time in. And then you earn the right based on what you do in the offseason. So you get into those tough games. And if you know the guy next to you, you care about the guy next to you. You know where he went to school, his family, his kids. It's easier to fight because it's a tough game. And a lot of times, you know, games are won and lost in two or three plays where it comes down to what side of the ball is giving the most effort at that time, and that's who wins the play and you end up winning the game.
What were your thoughts on Don McClellan's awards before, you know, as you saw him in the game?
Well, I think he's a special talent. I think he's a guy who can run with anybody, can do anything, and you know, you bring in those type of guys, it's always going to help you. So, you know, you got a corner. I think we had some great corners, but now we're really strong at that position. So, you know, now I feel really comfortable with the guys behind me. Just want to go out and take care of the run, and hopefully, you know, we can be one of the top defenses in the league this year.
Some guys say about representing themselves that, you know, they like being shielded from that process because they don't want to hear what goes on and what people may say about them. Did you hear anything during those negotiations that you kind of said, you know what?
I think that's the misconception of it. I think, you know, if you're going to negotiate, obviously there's a certain level of professionalism. You know, I don't think they're going to take the shots they would maybe if they were talking to your agent, possibly. But if you feel like you're a really good player, you know, what are they really going to say bad about? Oh, you're too slow, you can't do this, you can't do that. I don't know if that's how it goes. But, you know, I was selling the intangibles about, you know, being a leader and being consistent and wanting to win and having that edge. And it was a great process. You know, Kevin, he was cool, he was straightforward, and he was helpful. You know, if I didn't know something, you know, he would take the time to explain it to me. And like I said, it was just a great, great process.
So you didn't hear anything that someone may have said to you that you would have said?
No, it's not even that. The slight comes with a number. You know, the number is this, and you're like, I'm pretty sure the market is, you know, a little north of that. You know what I mean? That's where it becomes, you know, not an insult, but it's business. You know, if you're buying a car, there's a sticker price. You know, if you're the buyer, you're trying to get them a little under. The seller's trying to get you a little over. You know, that's how it goes. But I'm the car, and the sticker price says this for whatever model make that is, and that's very different for everybody.
So you had to go in high, then, right? I mean, you probably went in with a number you knew was above whatever your market value was, and
It's funny because it's like playing poker. Like, you don't want to say what your hand is. Mm-hmm. So, hey, this is the number. So now they're like, oh, well, we'll just get close to that, and then he'll come in. You don't want to say that because maybe they thought it was this. So it's kind of, you sit back and, you know, let them make the offer. But, you know, this is just normal negotiation stuff, right? Trying to get a deal.
I'm sorry. You spoke about the guys behind you. Can you talk about the guys in front of you? Because now you've got two new guys at least in front of you. I mean, can you just talk about that?
I think, you know, certain guys you're a fan of from afar. You hear a name or something like that, and you say, this guy will be a great plug for us. I think, you know, we still got to get deeper up front, and I think that's been the Giants, you know, philosophy. If you look at what the Seattle's Seahawks did in the Super Bowl or their run or what the Giants did in 07 and 11, it's been really, you know, six or seven guys up front that's led the team. You know, no disrespect to the offense, the running game, the linebackers, the secondary, but, you know, we go as they go, and we know that, and, you know, you gotta respect those guys up front. So I think if we get deeper at that position, we'll be better off.
How good do you feel physically? I mean, you've had some off seasons where you just had rehab.
Yeah. I feel pretty good, man. It's fun to actually just train, you know, and that's all I want to. You know, you want to be the best. You put the time in. You double up. Do what you got to do, and then you can play at a high level more consistently. And that's the goal.
When's the last time you've had an offseason like this?
2010. That going into the 2011 season, I guess. It's been a long time, but you know, you anytime you cram, it's like for a test. You're just not going to do very well, right?
Did you have to dial it back a little bit because you were so anxious, you know, first time?
Yeah, and that's part of becoming a vet. You got to be smart and, you know, realize, you know, it's all about recovery, where to push it, where you pushed it too much before. You know, stuff just pops up. You know, I had two soft tissue injuries that just came out of nowhere in the offseason. So that's frustrating, but you know that, hey, there's a way to kind of control that somewhat. You know, fate is fate, right?
Yeah.
do agents have like some kind of a touch football game at some point or something? And if so, will you like think you'll be starting?
No, I'm not. You know what? At this point, you play at the highest level. I'm not up for any flag football. I want as much contact as possible. If anything, you know, I hope the rules stop where they are, and that's about it. But you know what? They'll probably continue to keep us safe, and I understand it. You know, you want the best product on the field.
Would you ever consider doing this after retirement? Did you like representing?
I don't know if I want to be an agent. I don't know if I want to chase young guys around and, you know, tell them how great they are and say, sign with me. But I think there may be an opportunity to just say, hey, guys, you know, step out and, you know, look, try to learn it for yourself. That way you have a better grasp of what your agent's saying, or, you know, maybe you can counter with this. And your agent's like, wow, you know, I didn't – maybe he didn't think about it, or maybe he's shocked that you knew about it. So I think it's a place for it.